Now back to Small Business Heroes on News Talk Radio 580 CFRA. Here's your host, James Madouk.
And we're back with the success doctor, Michael Fortin. And I'm excited about this one because, of course, I'm the sales and marketing hat person all the time on this show. I love sales and marketing. It's my background. And when I have another expert on in sales and marketing, the conversation could get heated. We may argue. We may agree. I don't know. We'll have to wait and see what happens. So I want to introduce Mike Fortin to you. He's a success doctor, and welcome to the show, Mike.
Thanks, James. I appreciate you having me on.
Good. Mike, Mike's from Ottawa, but I got introduced to Mike through his website, and we'll talk about that in a little bit. The other thing that I found interesting is Mike also teaches at Algonquin College.
So that's right.
There's a plug for Algonquin College. Mike teaches marketing there. So
my boss will love me now.
Perfect. So we've got Mike's here today, and what we're going to talk about is something called a USP. So USP, pardon me. So maybe, Mike, you could just lead us into that. What is a USP?
Well, a lot of people call it different names. One of the most popular ones is called unique selling proposition. Some people call it unique selling position. But essentially what a USP is in order to be out there and compete in a proper and effective and efficient way, is to have something that's a little bit different, unique, superior about you that causes you to stand up among the crowd, to get you to be different than other people so that people have a reason why they should buy from you.
Okay, so in the companies that you talk to and the students, obviously, that you teach, how many people know what a USP is?
Well, it's a common word in marketing. A lot of people know what it means. The problem is that a lot of people don't know how to apply it. You know, there's a big fallacy or a big problem in business, in small business particularly, is that a lot of people go into business and trying to be all things to all people.
Well, sure.
It's a huge problem because if you're a small business particularly, you're going to have to compete with the Walmarts of the world. And, of course, in this day and age, it's just one of the biggest roadblocks to really achieving success online, offline, in business in general.
Okay, so if I have, let's say I'm starting a business, we'll take a look at starting a business and maybe an established business and a mature business. What do I need to do to have a USP? And why do I want one? You've talked a little bit about why you might want one, but let's get into some detail on why you need one.
Absolutely. The one thing that I talk about a lot in my newsletter, in my books, in my seminars is that the more general you are, the more competition you will have. And if you don't have a USP, if you don't stand up and stand out, what's going to happen is that a lot of people will see no value any greater buying from you than from anybody else.
Sure.
So the only metric that people get to measure you by is price.
Price, because, and you don't want that.
Exactly. Because if you're going to be a small business and you're going to be competing with the Walmarts of the world that have this purchasing power, this leverage, they're going to be also cheaper than you. Of course, you're going to have a lot of problems. So by defining something that's different about you, by finding something that you can do that make different about you, you can become outstanding. If you want to
in your chosen field,
and not only that, today there's two major changes that we've gone through. Number one is the increase of information, or actually the increase of access to information with the internet and so on and so forth. People now are so sophisticated, the consumer is so sophisticated, that if they try to find information, they can get it at the click of a mouse or the type of a finger. So if you are too general, you're trying to be too much like everybody else, if you're trying to be all things to all people, what's going to happen is you're going to have to compete with a whole bunch of competitors that you don't want to really deal with. You want to stand out so you can be different. The second big change is the fact that, of course, hand-in-hand with information is the increase of competition. You know, up until the 20th century in the agrarian age where people were all entrepreneurs, blacksmiths and shopkeepers and whatnot. When the industrial age came over, more people were looking for pension-oriented jobs. Now we're seeing a trend that's reversing, where we're seeing more and more people going into their own businesses. So now you've got all these competitors that have never existed before and that are now your competitors. So if you're not any different, if you don't find something unique about you or manufacture something about you that makes you unique.
What do you mean by manufacture something about you that makes you unique?
This is a common story that's been told over and over again, and one by one of my biggest mentors, Dan Kennedy. I'm sure a lot of people probably heard of Dan Kennedy. And it's this. It's the Monahan brothers. And it's a story that goes back into the beginnings of Domino Pizza, where the Monahan brothers are two guys that started a small local pizzeria in order to pay their way through college. And, of course, the business floundered, and one of them, one of the brothers sold his share of the business and so on and so forth, until one day the remaining brother that owned the business says, you know, we have pizza. Everybody does pizza. Everybody sells pizza. You know, there's pizzerias like crazy all over the place. So he decided to manufacture his own USP. Pizza, fresh, delivered to your door, guaranteed in 30 minutes.
Or and, what?
Or it's free. Exactly, exactly. So that was his unique selling proposition. Now look where Domino's is. And, you know, you can also do something that you're doing right now, or you can sell a product that everybody sells, but you can offer it in a unique twist, a different way, find something different about it or create something different about it, or by trying to narrow your focus to a very highly specialized niche, if you understand that term. It's niche marketing.
Okay, what is a niche then?
A niche marketing is where you narrow your focus to a specific product, outcome, theme, or audience. And if you narrow your focus, there's an old saying by Ludwig van der Rohe that says, less is more. And especially in today's business world, it is so true. If you narrow your focus to a highly highly specialized niche, so it could be a product, it could be a benefit, it could be an audience, you're going to increase the likelihood of having more business come to you and decrease the chances of people measuring your value by your price.
And that's what you want to avoid, obviously.
Absolutely. So here's the thing is that if you have a business that you already have established, you can do several things. Now, first of all, you can tackle a niche that's already existing within your own marketplace.
Give me an example of that. What would be an example of – do you have any some companies or cases that might have done that?
Absolutely. One gentleman in particular, he was selling carpet for the longest time and online, by the way. And, of course, there's a little bit of an irony there because he says, well, who wants to sell carpet online? You know, people have to touch and smell and feel and inspect the carpets. And he said that he was not doing too well. And he read some of my books on niche marketing and whatnot. And he decided to keep the business but open up a separate division or a separate part of the business that will be focusing specifically on kids' carpets, where carpets are with designs on them and cartoon characters. And
the
whatnot.
Ones that my kids have.
And Jim Banks' website, kidcarpet.com, he recently wrote me and he told me that it's doing very, very well. So he tackled a specific product. You can also tackle a specific niche. If I want to generalize it, I guess I can say it this way. An accountant specializing in car dealerships will get more business than a general accountant will.
Doug's taking notes over there on the other side.
A photographer specializing in weddings will get more photography sessions than a general photographer will.
Okay.
And I can go on and on and on and on. You can look at a small retail business. I'll give you an example, a small used car dealership down the block who, rather than just selling used cars to everybody, decides to specialize in first-time car buyers. And in their program, I guess you want to include that, in their USP, they included, for example, rates for car classes. They also included special driver training for new car drivers. They've also have comparison charts that are offering different rates from different companies in order for people to buy the best insurance rates for new car for some buyer.
So they've specialized exclusively for that particular market and are doing all of their advertising, their marketing activities around that.
And they've increased their business substantially because of that.
Okay. So what I want to do is would just give me 3 points. If I'm a small business owner and I've been in business a little while, what are the 3 quick points that I want to look at for a USP?
Absolutely. Thank you very much. What I'll do is just put down one is a business that has not started yet and one that has. The one that has started, you can do 2 things. You can actually do something a little bit different about your product. You can find a different way to offer your product. You can find this very small specific audience that would be interested in your product and market it in that way that will attract that particular audience or that particular benefit of your product. If you are not in business, you can find a niche and fill it, as they say. So what you can do is be observant, look on the internet, listen to what people are saying in newsletters and in discussion boards like yours, for example, at Small Business Heroes, and then
some work up front.
Solve the problem and find the product to solve that problem.
Okay, that's perfect. Thank you very much, Mike.
Thank you.
We'll be back in the next segment with Toby Shannon, and I want to thank you very much, Michael. USP's close to my heart, I'm sure, and we'll have you on again in the future. You're listening to Small Business Heroes, part of Business at Night on News Radio 580 CFRA.
You're listening to Small Business Heroes on CFRA's Business at Night, brought to you in part by the Entrepreneurship Center and Max DBC.